a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We just say things sometimes. We just put it out there. And
you do.
Well, you also do, Cameron Ling, funny enough. Little comments that make me think, wow.
What a freak.
Yeah.
Whoa. You're talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What have I done?
He's a freak.
Yeah. You are thinking that your body is a temple, and I mean, who am I to say otherwise? Mm. Right? You treat it well, you treat it mean, but in a good way. Pleasure it's and pain, fine line. That kind of bizzo.
Where is this going?
It's a temple, but not like it's like a
like you can wear your shoes in there. It's not like you have to be barefoot inside.
It's like it's probably not operational anymore. It's like one of those ones that doesn't have windows or doors. Or
it's like, you know, when you go to the Werribee Mansion and there's like a velvet rope and it's like this was a room where they used to do stuff, but now no one can go in that room.
Mm.
And there's ghosts and stuff in there.
And also there may have been a fire.
I have no idea what direction this is headed, and so I'm nervous either way.
You take care of yourself. You go to the gym and you go for an alleged run, jog. To get bagels and back.
I don't go to the gym.
You've lost like 9 kilos, haven't you?
I've lost a couple of kegs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And someone said to me the other day, God, Cameron's looking good. I'm like, is he? I see him every day.
Yeah.
No idea. You're also looking good, Tom. Sorry. He just gave me a look like, and this?
Yeah. Haven't you seen my cheese grater?
That's not what he calls it.
That's what your abs are called.
It's a handheld one.
But you mentioned something that kind of got me thinking, and then I said to Tom, is that a thing? Because you know me, sometimes I just don't know. And Tom's like, no, it's definitely not a thing.
Well, I don't understand the logistics of it. That's the thing.
What?
Tell me. You have a spa,
yes.
Which is very well known.
Famously, you and Dodsy
exclusive, you might
love
say.
A spa.
VIP spa area.
You can actually tell whether you're real mates with the Lings if you get an invite over for a spa sesh.
They give you a token that you can use on your keys.
Yeah.
And you just keep it on there, just like in Aldi at the trolley.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're like, you flash it and then you're in the spa.
It's more of a plug than a token.
It is. Anyway, and when you having some solo time, when you just turn the lights down, turn the spa lights up and turn the jets all the way up, you said that you do stretching in the spa of a night time.
Yeah, because the warmth makes the muscles more supple.
Okay.
Oh, Sean wouldn't use that word.
Flexible.
I wouldn't use that word. Stretching in a spa.
How?
What? Yeah.
Are you sort of bottom on the seat, one leg up on the edge, the other leg on the opposite edge, and just sort of really like
what doing the splits
yourself from the pelvis.
You know, there's other stretches you can do than the splits.
How in a spa? Okay, downward dog. Like, do you put your face in the spa and your hips
never,
aren't?
You should never put your head underwater
in a
spa.
I can't believe I have to explain this to you too. First of all, you sit in there for about 10 or 15 minutes just to relax, get warm. All your muscles are lengthened and flexible. Because they're warm, Lauren. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And even just sitting there, put your leg across, you know, your top, like sort of a bit of a glute stretch.
Tom.
Pull it in. Can you see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Or a hip flexor.
That's just crossing your legs, mate.
Yeah. And when you're tight through that region.
Don't
even
say
cross,
tight and supple.
Crossing your legs is hard. What about the hip flexor stretch where you just do down on one knee?
Oh,
In the spa.
In the spa.
Have you got room? There's steps. Oh, you got a big spa.
Top pool.
Hang on. It's more of a plunge pool than a spa,
It's not a little kiddie bath. There's room.
Lunging.
Calf stretches.
You've done very well.
Yeah, you've done so well.
I can't believe this was a thing in your brain.
So what about, so when you say you're sort of stretching out the groinal region, have you got your leg up on the edge of the spa and sort of resting on your knee like that?
No, but I will stretch my hamstrings by having the 1 foot up on the edge of the spa.
Is there cheese and biscuits?
No.
That's what he's got no pants on. He's dipping them in the water.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I don't know, I've had this on the board all morning and I sort of thought I was ready to talk about it, but I'm just not 100% sure. Today's a big day for our family.
Oh, come on, tell us. What?
I'm worried now whether it's serious or not serious.
And something is happening at our house that is, to be honest, I've been quite afraid of for the longest time.
If Indy's having her first Subway footlong, I will come over the desk and you know what will happen.
Mate, she's only five. She will not be able to eat a Subway footlong for at least another 5 years.
That's only because Tom teased it once, like it was such a big news story, and then that was his news to me.
That was the big announcement, yeah. Was it?
This is way more important than that and totally unrelated to anything Subway or food at all.
Okay.
But it is something that I've carried a heap of anxiety about for ages and ages and ages. And Kalia has like slowly brought me around to the idea.
Selling your basketball jersey collection?
No. No, God, no.
Oh, okay. I just figured the giant waste of money it was over time.
It's a collection.
Mate. I haggled hard for those.
Yeah, and I picked up a lot of them.
You picked up one.
Two.
All right, give us a hint then, at least.
Well, I don't know. So the fear for me, right, is that it would cause damage to sort of...
A relationship?
Our family structure. But there is something arriving at our house today that is...
Oh, you do know what it
no,
is?
No, I don't. But I'm. Are you getting a bird or something? A cat?
A pet?
A dog? A
it's
dog?
A
are you getting a pet?
We are getting a clothes dryer for the first time ever. And I was so worried that it would turn all of our towels into tea towels and all of our clothes
this
into
is what
midget
he does.
Clothes.
What? This is what he does.
Why are you boring us with that detail?
That's what he does.
Because I've carried so much anxiety about clothes dryers. I've never used them before because my understanding is they shrink everything. I'm so worried that all of my clothes... I mean, you think my T-shirts are tight enough already?
Do you think there would be a marketplace where big stores can sell clothes dryers if they shrunk everything?
Mate.
Literally everything?
It's one of the biggest lies society believes.
You were so annoying.
Don't
you
build
wait.
Things
no,
up
you
in,
so
in, ever
annoying.
Again.
You
wait. Ever again. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Sorry, didn't have AJ turned on. Now he's turned on. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Good.
Well, thank you. I did promise a theme just before that song. Have you got one for us, AJ?
I do have one. Now, it is a big milestone weekend. As we know, huge things happening. I am, of course, talking about the fact that I turned 30 on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy birthday.
After 2 months of Tom telling me I look like I'm 15, so
yeah,
which I absolutely don't.
But to be fair, I said 17.
This is a good point. So our theme today is Dirty 30. We are going back to 1994 when I was born for all of our songs.
Oh, 1994.
Oh my God.
This is my guess the yearling. You don't write it down.
I might actually be a chance to get a couple of these.
True. It's right in your wheelhouse. You're in your mid to late 20s and...
Oh, stop it.
What is this scoreboard currently looking like?
You may have to pad out a little bit.
No, that's fine. We'll come back to that.
Here it is. Okay, Tommy's on 8. Log, you're on 7. Oh. It is neck and neck, and I am sitting a little bit back on 3 for this year.
All right, what's going to happen is, AJ, you are going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom,
Liggy.
I think we are ready to play Lyrical Headlines, the Dirty 30 edition.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I got a new life. You would hardly recognise me. I'm so glad. How can a person like me care for you? Why do I bother when you're not the one for me? Ooh, is enough enough? I saw the sign and it...
Ace of Base, the sign.
Let's hear it.
Yes. Cheered.
How could I not get that? It's a great tune.
It is a great tune.
Just as a side note, all these songs were in the top 20 selling singles of the year in 1994.
Oh, I love it.
So nothing obscure. These were big hits.
Mm. Okay, well done, Tommy. Good start.
All right. It's the Dirty 30 edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number 2.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update, and all I want to do is have a little fun before I die.
Tommy. It's... Sheryl Crow, All I Wanna Do.
Let's hear it. All I wanna do is have some
fun. I got a feeling. Way to spoil it this morning.
I know.
So 1994. I was 12, and that's when I stopped remembering things. So, that's anything past 94, I don't know.
I love this theme. Can we just have the third one?
Yeah,
absolutely we can. All right, Dirty 30 edition, all 1994 songs. It's Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your K-Rock update. And if you could return Don't Let It Burn, Don't Let It Fade, I'm sure I'm not being rude, but it's just your attitude. It's tearing me apart. It's ruining every day. I swore I would be true and honest. Honey, so did you. So why were you holding her hand? Is that the way we stand? Were you lying all the time? Was it just a game to you? But I'm in so deep. You know I'm just a fool for you. You got me
Tom.
Wrapped around...
Is it the Cranberries... fool for you?
No.
Linger. Linger.
Go on.
No, you go. It's Linger.
Yeah.
And it is the Cranberries, isn't it?
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Please, can we do the tiebreaker?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, all
we
right.
went through very quickly with Tom dominating.
Oh,
this
right.
So Lingy's good. Still in with a shot.
Well, flattery will get you everywhere. Of course, of course we can do it.
One more.
Here we go. Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's AJ with your K-Rock update. Once there was this kid who got into an accident.
Crash Test Dummies.
Bang, let's hear it.
Good on ya. That is absolutely not the draw.
Should be a draw.
What a tune. We hear that more.
Well, just if you're going to... Okay, if you take the draw, then next time I'm just not going to let you play the fourth question.
Okay,
oh, wow.
I've given you the point, Mr. Grumpy.
Thank you. I'm not grumpy at all. I'm ecstatic that I won.
Great, great theme, AJ. Well done. And happy birthday again for Saturday.
Yay!
And considering I might not see you properly until then, congratulations for your Saturday night as well, Cameron.
Yeah, the big old Big Daddy Ling.
Yeah. All right.
Big Daddy
Sass. Stop saying that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.